LGBT advocates are looking for a stronger relationship with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office after they say police misidentified a transgender shooting victim as a man last month. One advocate says he's been pushing JSO to appoint a formal LGBT liaison for some time now. Dan Merkin has been championing Jacksonville's LGBT community for almost 20 years as policy director for the youth organization Jasmine and chair of the Jacksonville Coalition for Equality. As part of his work with the sheriff's office, he helped expand its anti-discrimination employment policies to protect LGBT employees and applicants a couple years ago.
And they were very receptive to that, and we were very happy to work with them on getting that language right and making it happen.
What's still lacking, he says, is a public LGBT liaison, a position many other police departments have added.
It's a way to build trust, to gain information, to be accountable, to provide training, to recruit so that you have better diversity within your sheriff's office.
The concerns are bubbling up now because advocates are upset over the way JSO is referring to a recent shooting victim, calling the person male when advocates say the victim was a transgender female. A sheriff's office task force on community engagement recommended an LGBT liaison in late 2016, but no one's been appointed, JSO confirms.
And I don't understand why that happened. I was kind of stunned.
Marlo Zarco with the sheriff's office says instead of a specific LGBT liaison, any concerns can go through a more general liaison to the sheriff who helps arrange 19 public meetings a month around the city. She says that person works to get a diverse crowd to attend. And Merkin says a JSO officer has been named a point person for LGBT advocacy leaders to meet with, but the public doesn't know of the person.
That's really problematic because it doesn't give people in the broader community the opportunity to have those conversations as well.
A JSO spokeswoman says the point person sometimes works undercover, so the person's identity can't be made public. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.